Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we invite you into our radio studio, because we broadcast from our flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group flagship stations, broadcasting out on the Genesis Communications Radio Network and on selected Salem radio stations, as well as on leading independent stations dropped in for good measure around the country. And we also broadcast around the world via the Internet. We are streaming out on the Internet. And, of course, our satellite coverage, you can pick us up at Westwood One. And for more information about that, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much, especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And to our FedEx and UPS drivers, fresh off their new contract agreement, in principle anyway. And to our bulk mail haulers out there, thank you so very much. And, of course, we can never forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and petroleum products so we can go when we need to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America, and you can find our podcast not only on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, but we're on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts all carry our podcast, as well as many of the radio stations that you're listening to me on right now, because they have my link up there, and they also have recordings of the show that they keep in different markets. Now, let's get on over here. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to go out to California IA, and we're going to pick up our good friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're ready to go tonight. Now, we're a little cooler than what we have been. It's 77 degrees. I'll take it. I'll take it. And right now it is partly cloudy, and we may be getting a little bit of a break, sort of, in the weather, but not by a lot, because 77 is still, you know, up there. And what's it out there where you're at?
Right now we got 72 degrees and clear skies.
72 degrees. Wait a minute. I'll do that in my radio voice. It's 72 degrees with clear skies. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we need to get back to some of that And there's still hope for the unsettled few out there, because every now and then somebody will say to me, well, we're not a constitutional republic, we're a democracy, and blah, 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 majority rules and all that. I think they better go back and they better take a look and see what it says in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and our Constitution. They might change their mind. But then again, some people can't see what's in front of them, right?
Well, that's right. Our founding documents tell the story.
Now, the huge story of the day yesterday, and I told you this was going to happen, because I had a lot of confidence in the fact the judge was going to stand up and go, hey, wait a minute, something stinks here with this deal with Hunter Biden. But the Hunter Biden plea deal fell apart, thanks in part to what we reported yesterday about the person in that law firm, Hunter's defense, calling up and representing himself as a member of the congressional committee, a staff member, trying to get something taken away from the case, get a document removed, and it was all a lie. And boy, the judge came unglued on that one. Now, we do have a special call here who wants to make a comment, I guess, about the Hunter Biden plea deal. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. I think that's Laughing Man. And I believe Laughing Man is out there somewhere in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you very much, Laughing Man. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's the way we get that started. But, Kyle, what in the hell? What in the hell are these jerks, these jackasses, these lawyers trying to do? You can't put one over on a judge that's paying attention to stuff, that's actually enforcing the law. I mean, what are they thinking here? They've actually, Hunter's in worse shape now than he was before, believe me.
Well, I think what turned for the judge was pressing them on questions about ongoing investigations that the DOJ may be involved in regarding Hunter Biden. And then when she was told that there are ongoing investigations, they, of course, were also asking for some broad immunity as part of this plea deal, well, that's pretty open-ended. That's a get-out-of-jail-free card, essentially. And so after pressing on this, then Hunter Biden's attorney, I believe, simply said, rip it up, if I recall correctly, and the whole thing fell apart. It was supposed to be a perfunctory sort of hearing that he was going to accept this plea deal, and then it all just went up in smoke.
Yes, yes, and yes, to be continued. And if you want to give us a call, and hang on there, Kyle, if you want to give us a call and tell us what's on your mind, we'd be more than welcome to hear from you. 877-969-8600. Let us know what you think about this Hunter Biden deal. I think he deserves jail. J-A-I-L, jail.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the
It's not Tuesday. It's Thursday. And I got to find where Kyle's at here. Here he is. Okay, let's try this one. But anyway, today's Thursday, the last lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Kyle's going to tell you about it here in a second.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Now, this is going to be a happy time for a lot of people because we're going to be getting together at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farm, so the last time for our lunch, because they, as of Saturday, are closing their doors after 40 years of being in business. They've sold the business. Janet and Dean are moving on to something else, but I do want to tell you that we're going to have a good time. We're going to remember a lot of things there together. We're also going to have our normal little chats that we do when we're over at Mixon's. And we're also going to take a group picture of everybody that's there out in front of the building so that it'll be there for all posterity. And then we'll all of us will take it in our directions, and I'll post it up on the Internet, and I'll get it up on Facebook and whatnot, just to remind people of those days that we spent there. And we've been going there for years, by the way, to Mixon's Fruit Farm for lunch ever since they opened their little lunch and cafe thing there, the Groveside Cafe. We've got a new location we'll be going to. I'll be telling you about that next week. But right now, it's all about Mixon's today. And right now, this segment of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com. Go over to the website. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Telephone number, somebody's there right now to answer the call, 800 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. The whole building's on sale, literally, and they got all kinds of things going on. The pillows are buy one, get one on a regular size pillow for $19.98. The queen size pillow is $50 off for $19.98. The big king size pillow is $10 more, but you still save $50 on the pillow, and everything else is marked down, some things as much as 80%. MyPillow.com, go over there, take a look, see what's going on, and the promo code's Captain. The telephone number, 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Had to be a little bit long-winded there, Kyle, because of the Mixon's thing, because it's going to be very nostalgic, to say the least.
Yeah, it'll be nostalgic. I'm sure it'll be bittersweet. And the good folks there at Mixon's, I mean, they've really put in, what is it, I think 40 years in business there.
Yep.
And
the business has been around for 85 years, but they've been there for...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just really, it's a long-standing tradition, and but you're going to give it a great send-off, I know.
Yeah, we are, and we're honored to be a small part of that, too. And Janet will be there, Dean will be there. And we hope that everybody that knows anything about it shows up there, too. We've got lots of room. We're going to fill the building, and then some. We'll have people inside, outside, around the edges, whatever. But the Captain's Club comes to a close today there, and it will be introduced somewhere else. More about that when I get around to doing it. But I want to go back to Hunter Biden here and this nonsense that's going on. I am not surprised, and I said this when we first heard about the plea deal. I said no rationally thinking judge would just accept something like this based on the Department of Justice, because nobody talked to the judge. The judge has the final say. And even the alphabet soup networks, the liberal networks yesterday, were agreeing with the judge having the right to reject the Hunter Biden plea deal. And it was all up to the judge, who never was talked to about it. Did you know that?
No, I know that they put this deal together between themselves.
Yeah.
And on its face, it looks like the structure of the deal and the foundation isn't there. But I don't think anybody's going to be able to question the reasoning of the judge in this case.
No, and then when the clerk got lied to by a member of Hunter Biden's legal team, misrepresenting himself as a member of the Republican committee that was investigating this, I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, that matter as well. I mean, I think the judge might treat it separately to some degree, depending on what they find out about it. What we know about it so far is that it looks like somebody called up and tried to get the amicus brief taken out of the equation. But generally speaking, though, this plea deal was not something that would have held up. And, of course, Captain, it goes to this whole notion of there's bias in the system. The DOJ is treating Hunter Biden differently than they treat anyone else with the same kinds of charges. This does not sit well with voters. I don't think it'll sit well with many rank-and-file Democrats either.
This is going to bring Joe Biden directly into this mess, because a lot of this hinges on what Hunter was doing at that time and how his father fit into this. But the big deal is the gun charge. You can't walk away as a drug offender, a drug user, a known addict, I guess we'll call him that, cannot have a firearm under any circumstances. It's an automatic felony. You can't walk away from that. And basically, that's what he was doing. And that's the other thing that we hear the court and the judge was upset about, because they know the law. The law is automatically a one-year conviction if you have been a drug addict or user or whatever, anything with the word drugs.
And so much of the material that's come out from the Hunter Biden laptop, which, by the way, they tried to poo-poo it as a Russian disinformation early on, but it is Hunter Biden stuff, from what we understand. It shows the weird sort of things that he was into, the kinds of shenanigans, shall we say, that he was involved with, with the gun in those pictures, by the way.
Yeah, and let me...
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was going to say the other people that are on the hot seat right now is the Justice Department, because they supposedly did something without telling the person that needed to know the most, and that was the judge. They made a deal without consulting the court.
Well, on this idea of the ongoing investigation, you know, Hunter Biden's attorney, as I recall, one of them was on one of the networks recently saying this is a done deal. In other words, this deal will make everything go away. This is one and done. It's no more investigation. This seals it up. We're finished with this. But that really wasn't the case, because over in the House, they're trying to get documents for their own investigation and being told by the Justice Department there's an ongoing investigation, so we can't release those things to you. Well, this is the same kind of question the judge was asking, and that means there's more to come about Hunter Biden and possibly more charges that could also be incredibly spectacular.
That's very true.
Yeah, so they were trying to give us this impression that, okay, it's all done, because they wanted it tied up with a nice bow for the election. And now they don't have that. And so now, Captain, we've got the presumed nominees for both parties that are going to be embroiled in some kind of legal problem come the early part of next year.
And Donald Trump came out yesterday. I don't think I'd be saying this if I was Donald Trump. But Donald Trump said if his case, the January 6th case, goes to trial, he's going to have fun when he takes the stand to talk about the case. He's going to have fun. Well, I don't know exactly what that means, but again, a lot of people are wondering whether or not that's going to make it to court.
Well, but the idea of fun is probably not the right word to use.
No.
I mean, I understand he's trying to posture on this, but anytime you go to court, it's a roll of the dice. You don't know what's going to happen when you go to court. You want to avoid going to court at all costs. But we'll see. But the idea is, though, the trials, maybe perhaps for Hunter Biden, mm-hmm. but also for Donald Trump, may be hitting around the same time, around May of next year. This is going to be huge for the voters to see. The voters may simply have enough of it, by the way.
Have you heard about the Bank Your Votes program?
What's that?
Well, that's where the Republicans are pushing the Bank Your Vote, where you take your vote and you mail it in by early ballots, or you go and do early voting and just load it up, like the Democrats have done for a number of years. They're the ones that usually are far ahead with the early voting, because their people get out there and do just that. Now the Republicans, and Donald Trump in particular, has endorsed the GOP's Bank Your Vote initiative. So we'll see what happens there. That could change things greatly.
Well, certainly the Democrats do this kind of thing, and they really rely on it, so you do have to have some kind of parity with that.
And I do vote early. I like voting early. I don't want to get there the day of the election and have everybody, stand in a line and all that, because I have a problem trying to stand for any length of time still, and I don't want to force the issue. So I do vote early, and I would suggest other people do it for the same problem anyway. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour coming up. Stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some bills and all that good stuff. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, yep, we're talking all about the stuff that happened yesterday and tonight. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-96.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA News update. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. That's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units. The U.S. government is in possession of UFOs. That's what a former U.S. intelligence official said while testifying before a House subcommittee today.
Mr. Grish, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
Grish added he's faced brutal retaliation for coming forward. There are no flex alerts or specific calls for conservation in California, but the group overseeing the state's power grid has issued an emergency alert watch for tonight between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific time. An emergency alert watch is the lowest of five levels used by the California Independent System Operator. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and I had some really good news yesterday from Relief Factor. You people have been listening to what I've been saying, and a lot of you have been going over there to relieffactor.com/captain and purchasing the 1995 Quick Start, and then many of you have been sticking around to continue to take the benefits of the monthly shipment, which, by the way, when you get to Quick Start, don't get confused. That's the small sample bag that you get. The bag that you order after that you get is your choosing. It's either the monthly supply or it can be the 2 month supply, depending on what you want to do and how frequent you want to get it. So they got two bigger bags, even bigger than the one you're going to get with a sample bag, which I think is 60 capsules on the 3 week supply if you take it three times a day. If that's what you have to do, they make sure you got enough packets in there to do that. But I only take mine one time a day. And it's when I have my breakfast. You should always take it with food. So if I have breakfast in the morning, like I will tomorrow with Bo, because Bo will be here in hour number 4 from National Aviation Academy, we'll go out to breakfast. But I'll have my Relief Factor in the morning. If I don't have breakfast until brunch time or lunch time, then that's when I take it. But I take it one time, and it works. I take it because it works. Now, it's all natural. I love that part about it. because the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which causes the pain, causes the swelling, and all that good stuff. It'll lower or eliminate the problems that you're having by going right straight to the source. Now, it's also kind of like taking a vitamin pill to help you out because it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Comes in convenient individual packets, four easy-to-swallow pills in there, and it also supports healthy joints and muscles after that. $19.95 is what it costs for the three-week quick start, $19.95, gets it all going. And the website to get to do it at is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, $19.95 in a three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, the Republican National Committee has said that Joe Biden's got a lot of explaining to do. I think that's the understatement of the year. What do you think?
Well, Joe Biden has tried to hide behind this notion that he never really knew or discussed anything about Hunter Biden's business dealings, or more importantly, his son's business dealings. I can't imagine that a father doesn't talk to his son about what he's doing in life, in business.
Of course.
Hey, I got this great board. I got this great board seat, right? It's in Ukraine. It's a thing called Burisma, and they're paying me a boatload of money.
$800,000 a year. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right, exactly.
And by the way, how did you say that to begin with when you said it? What did you say about Joe Biden?
He's been sort of hiding behind this notion.
Okay,
right?
Well, we've got an answer for that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have an answer for that right there. Laughing Man is still holding on the phone. Okay, thank you, Laughing Man. Yeah,
Well, he's definitely, in it now because the White House is evidently kind of changing the wording from knowledge of to involved with.
Mm-hmm.
He's not involved with his son's business dealing. So that's an interesting subtle change that's come out, but now they're trying to spin that. So, Captain, it's all hands on deck for the Biden campaign, the Biden White House, and they're just wondering, are they going to be able to weather this? Mm-hmm. I think that's a good question.
Because of what the Hunter Biden attorneys did, they now have Joe Biden himself super glued to that trial.
Well, I think that
it's going to come up. It's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more investigation to go. See,
sure.
That's the thing. And now, especially with these new revelations, the whistleblowers, all this stuff, and putting the text messages and talking with Joe Biden in the room, that's huge.
All right, I got a question here from Jamie. Jamie's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, listening to us, and thanks very much, Jamie. Said it's going to be they're predicting bad weather up there. Well, I know about that, Jamie, and I'm going to talk about it in the Truckers Highway and Viber report. They could have some severe weather, possibly even some thunderstorms with tornadoes in them. But Jamie says, is it true that this doesn't shield Hunter Biden from future charges? Yes. Absolutely, positively, it's true from every source that I heard it at yesterday, including on the Talking Head shows over there in La La Land. Now, we got a caller on the line, so I'm going to take the call. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Bag M and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, Captain. I've been following some of this stuff on the TV and the stuff that happened today.
I was super glued to my seat yesterday watching. It was so intense. I couldn't believe it.
I know. Couldn't
and, then they, and then they had Mayorkas. That was even greater.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to go after. I think we just need to hold impeachment hearings for sure. And not only do we need to go after some of these the main figures, but we need to go after some of the sub people within the deep state. And we need to fully use the power of the purse, even if it means a lot of disruption and stuff. I know a lot of the impeachment won't work because of the Senate, but I think. Some of them might, when it starts to make a lot of sense and some of these facts start to come out, it might make sense to some of the Democrats, not just to walk lockstep in line. And in addition, even if it all fails, it still demonstrates for the following elections nationally to the people, even in the, not just the main races like the presidency and the Senate and House, but also just in general to the Democratic Party as to how corrupt their party has become at the highest levels. All right, that's it, Cap.
Okay, well, he was rendering his opinion, Kyle, and that's okay, but I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. There will be no impeachment of anybody, until and unless they get a handful of Democrats to go along with them to make sure they've got the votes, because you know there's going to be some Republicans that are going to jump ship that aren't going to want to be a part of this because they're in hotly contested races of their own, and they're just not going to want to get involved. So you got to have some Democrats to jump in here and say, yep, we agree with you, enough's enough. We got to do something about it. Mayorkas has got to go. Merrick Garland's got to go. Whatever it is, and get it started that way. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Well, again, impeachment has to be something that's egregious and that is so egregious that anybody looking at it, regardless of their partisan affiliation, would say, yes, this is way, way, way too far. So there has to be some agreement on that. Getting back to Jamie's question from Minneapolis, there is no plea deal now.
Jamie,
that's right. Mm-hmm. Jamie from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. There's no plea deal, and there's a not guilty plea that's now, I think, been entered here.
Yeah, on two charges only.
Right, but there's ongoing investigations. They were trying to shield him from, I think, those ongoing investigations because they probably know what else, you know, what other skeletons are in the closet at this point or where other bodies are buried metaphorically. And they are going to now have to see that some of these things may come down the pike because the optics of getting to another plea deal, I think, are going to be very bad. And they may come up with something, but it's going to be incredibly difficult to do that. So in for the long haul, it looks like.
Well, what the judge was upset about, one of the things that was reported, we didn't hear the judge say it, but we heard reported that the judge was upset about the plea deal would have given Hunter Biden immunity in perpetuity, according to the Biden attorneys, Hunter Biden attorneys, and the White House that supposedly negotiated that deal without negotiating the deal with the judge. Now, they supposedly went through the Department of Justice on this, too, but it shows you how inept and how, I guess the word would be inexperienced or something to that effect, that the DOJ was. You can't make deals like that unless you sit down and talk to the judge.
Well, the shielding of Hunter Biden is that immunity, and this is what they were trying to stave off for stuff that's going to come out in the future. There's also things like being a foreign agent. That's also huge. That could bring back up, perhaps, some of these things where the statute has run, and they may be able to bring those things back in. In other words, this is an avalanche onto Hunter Biden.
Yeah, and I think the music's going to be coming up here pretty quick. But remember, amongst all this, we hear that the White House has buried Joe's gaffe from the official transcript where he said, we ended cancer. That's no longer in the transcript of the speech he gave the other day. How about that?
Yeah, that's...
We all saw it on television, too.
Yeah,
hold on. All right, folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Come on now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop. Remember that?
I sure do. I remember going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shakedown. You're busted. I'll tell you what. And remember when they had Taggart, they went into that bar, and they were trying to pass him off as President Gerald Ford? And everybody
bought it.
When they got up to leave, they stood up and applauded him, and he just kind of tipped his hat, and you know, he went along with it a little bit. But, you know, it was hilarious. I mean, Eddie Murphy is just so funny when he gets in some of those movies. But anyway, let me get over here and get to the weather, because you don't have a lot of stuff out there, but you've got some of the same old, same old. I got a bunch of stuff tonight over in my territory I got to talk about, including some really bad weather for the upper Midwest coming your way. Now, the Southwest is continuing to bake. I mean, really. Here we go again. Phoenix, you don't even want to know the temperature. Las Vegas, same for you. A desert out there in California, east of Kyle. And central and eastern United States is still going to have a heat wave, especially across the central part of the state. But we're going to have some severe thunderstorms in the Great Lakes, because the setup there right now, with the cooler temperatures and the warm temperatures, is such that there's going to be a collision, and you all know what happens when that happens. So we'll get into that in a minute. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, I think you covered it pretty good. We've got the continued heat in the southwest there. Tucson checking in right now at 86 degrees. Phoenix right now, let's check out what they've got. They've got 94, so that's down a 2 or 3 degrees from what it was 24 hours ago at this time of night. California desert continues there. Las Vegas Strip right now, 102 degrees. We still got some gusty and breezy and dry, hot weather up near Idaho Falls and Twin Falls as well. So be careful out there.
You got a schmutz alert, though, up there in Oregon. You see it?
On air quality?
Yes, sir. Big time.
Yep, we see that, too. It's covering around Medford, coming up Interstate 5 right there, mm-hmm. over towards Klamath Falls and Lakeview.
Just north of Reno, too, by the way. Just north of Reno, which is kind of unusual. Usually Reno isn't into that, but they're close, so that might move around and do whatever. So anyway, here we go. We're going to start in South Dakota, the southeastern corner of South Dakota, high heat warning there. Going down into Nebraska, the eastern half of Nebraska, all the way down through about two-thirds of Kansas, a high heat warning there. Same thing for Oklahoma, half the state at least, a high heat warning. Coming across I-40 over into Arkansas, through Little Rock, up to Memphis, up to Missouri. All of Missouri is included tonight in a high heat warning. You've also got Illinois. Most of Illinois is. The western third of Wisconsin is. The southern half of Minnesota is. And there's even some 100-degree-plus temperatures expected today in that southeastern corner of Minnesota. So be advised of that. Moving on down to Texas, central part of Texas, a little bit west of Dallas-Fort Worth. You're going to have some high heat warnings there, as well as down in the valley, down around Brownsville. There will be a little bit of stretch there along the water. Now, let's talk about these storms, because the possibility for storms capable of damaging winds, tornadoes, large hail, and heavy rain will be in the works for the Great Lakes today and tonight. So you need to be on your tippy toes and paying attention to the weather so you don't get caught up in that, folks, up there in Michigan and the eastern part of Wisconsin, and certainly along the lake in Ohio, and possibly even western Pennsylvania, and maybe even western New York, as we see the winds are starting to change directions and the cooler air is coming down, beginning to collide with the warm air that's moving to the east. Now, the entire East Coast and all the big-time major cities from Richmond and over towards Norfolk and Virginia Beach and on up to Washington, D.C., and to Baltimore and to Philadelphia and to Trenton and to New York City and up into Connecticut, all of Connecticut, all of Long Island, all of Massachusetts. The southern part of New Hampshire is under a high heat warning, and that also includes the eastern part of New York State, going up I-87 out of New York up to about Lake George And then there will be some rain. Again, I hate to tell you this, Vermont, there'll be some rain in Vermont. You definitely don't need any more rain with all the problems you had, but it's coming. So they'll have some rain, and you'll have some rain in the upper part of New Hampshire and the southwestern corner of Maine as well. So the weather is not going to cooperate. And there's going to be some showers, it looks like, kicking in down below in Miami, which will cool things off a little bit down there, Miami and Fort Lauderdale and a little further south down towards Marathon. We do have a poor air quality alert for the mountains of North Carolina and up north and west of Atlanta, Georgia as well. It's a little seedy up in there with the heat just settling in there, and the air is again, my word is schmutzy. The air is kind of being a little bit schmutzy there in that area too. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J and what they are able to do for our great friends out there on the road driving the trucks.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bringing the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the broadcast. And you want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app where you can save money, get great offers, and earn points on stuff that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas this summer at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And also check out their RV amenities, because they have a lot of them, and you'll find out the different select locations and what they have to offer. Once again, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
By the way, something that just changed on the weather map, we've got rain already starting in the upper peninsula of Michigan. So some of that weather we're telling you about is starting to develop right now. And again, it's coming down from the north, and it's going to sweep kind of like on an angle across the Great Lakes section today of the country, which is going to create some very bad weather conditions in some areas. So just be prepared. And keep your weather radio on if you're in those areas. So definitely keep your radio weather on, a radio weather channel on, because it's going to probably save you a lot of grief if you know something's coming your way and you can take shelter if you have to, right?
Exactly right, yes.
All right. Now, I also want to remind guys and gals about something else here. You still have to get your fuel right when you're traveling up into the Midwest and even in the South, because there's a bit of a difference. And where all these tanks have been low and they've had water over the top of them, sometimes water gets in the tanks. And even though they dump fuel additive in there to try to take it out, if you're buying cheap fuel because of the price or whatnot, you might be getting cheap fuel with a lot of problems. And you get the dirt, the gunk, and the water in it. So buy your fuel additive. Keep putting it in there, especially if you're running into warm weather, because, again, you might be running into some situations where the fuel is not of the right quality. And, of course, gasoline has gone up about 25 cents a gallon in the last week, and diesel's been right behind it. All right, Kyle and I will be back with more right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.